So let's review. Our shir began with another teaching of Rabbi Shu ben Levi about the events at Kabbalah Sator. The Omer Rabbi Shu ben Levi, B'shoah she'yared Moshe melefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe went down from Har Sinai with the Torah, Bas Satan v'amal lefonim, Rebbeinu Shalom, Torah heichen hi? The Satan came and asked Hashem, where's the Torah? Hashem answered that he had given it away, and the Satan went to look for it. He could not find it until he came to Moshe and asked, Torah shenasna HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichen hi? Where's the Torah that Hashem gave you? Moshe answered, who am I that Hashem should have given me the Torah? Hashem said, Moshe, are you lying? Moshe answered that he meant it was not because of his merit that he received the Torah, but of Hashem's kindness that he was able to receive the Torah. Upon which Hashem said, since you humbled yourself, the Torah will be called by your name and will be referred to as Torah's Moshe, as it says, Zichur Torah's Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. The next teaching by Rabbi Shimon Levi is, B'shoshala Moshe Lamar. When Moshe went up to the heaven, he found Hashem writing the Tagim, the small lines that look like crowns onto the letters. Since he felt that a student should not speak before the master does, he didn't say anything. But Hashem said, Hayilcha Lazreini, you should have wished me success in my work. The next time Moshe went up, he said, Va'ata yigdon no koich Hashem kasher dibarta. May Hashem's strength be increased as you have spoken. And the last teaching of Rabbi Shimon Levi is about the Pasuk, the people saw that Moshe was delayed in coming down from Har Sinai when he was up receiving the Torah. Don't read the word as boishish, delayed. Instead, read it as though it said ba'ushesh, the sixth had passed. And the Gemara explains, before Moshe ascended, he had told Bnei Yisrael, I shall return at the beginning of the sixth hour of the 40th day. They thought he meant to include the day that he went up as part of the 40. But he meant for the 40 days to start the next day, as Rashi explains. Moshe ascended for the first 40-day period on Zion Sivan, the seventh day of Sivan. This leaves 23 days in Sivan, which generally has 30 days, plus 17 days in Tammuz for a total of 40 days. However, they took the seventh day of Sivan into the count. This way, there are 24 days of Sivan, plus 16 days of Tammuz, for a total of 40 days. Therefore, they were expecting him back on the 16th day of Tammuz. When Moshe did not come down at the sixth hour of that day, the people were confused, and the Satan saw this as an opportunity to fool them. Harilahen demus mitase, he showed them an image of Moshe's body being carried in Shemaim, and the people believed that he had died. That's why the next day, the 17th of Tammuz, they made the Egel Hazav, the golden calf. The Gemara then discusses how Har Sinai got its name. Rav Kahana was asked, Mi Shmielach Mai Har Sinai? Have you heard what Har Sinai means? Rav Kahana suggested that maybe it comes from the word Nes, because of the Nisim miracles that happened there. Or maybe it comes from Siman Tov, because it's a good sign for the Jews. But his answers were rejected. Instead, the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bered Rav Huna who say, My Har Sinai, Har Shayar de Sina La'iv de Kachav Malav. It's from the word Sina, hatred. There are two explanations. Rashi explains it as Hashem's hatred of idol worshippers for not accepting the Torah. Rambam explains it as the idol worshippers' hatred of the Jews due to their being envious of the Jews for receiving the Torah. On the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the next part of our Mishnah on Daf Peivav, which says, Minayin shekoshin loshen shel zahiris b'roish so'ir ha-mishtaleach. From where do we learn that on Yom Kippur, they would tie a red strip of wool to the head of the goat that was sent to Azazel? This topic is extensively discussed in Masechtas Yuma, which primarily details Avodas Yom Kippurim, the service of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah there relates that half of that strip of red wool would be tied to the top of the mountain. As the goat fell down the mountain, this piece of wool would become white to indicate that Hashem has forgiven the sins of Klai Yisrael. If your sins will be red like crimson, they will become white as snow. The Gemara asks, Kashonim, Kashoni mibayile. It should read Kashoni in the singular form. What does Kashonim refer to? The Gemara answers that the word can also be understood as Kashonim, like the years. It means that even if your sins are continuous as the years of the world, they will still all be forgiven. The Gemara then discusses in the first part of the pasuk we just mentioned. It says, Hashem will say, go now and let us talk about this. The Gemara asks, if the pasuk is quoting Hashem telling us that our sins will be forgiven, then it shouldn't say, go now. It should say, come now. And it shouldn't say, Hashem will say. It should say, Hashem says. The Gemara answers that the pasuk refers to sometime in the future, when Hashem will tell Bnei Yisrael, L'chu na itzla v'yseichem v'yichichu eschem, go to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they will rebuke you for your avers. But Bnei Yisrael answer, Etzel Minelech, who can we go to if we want mercy? Hashem, you told all of them that their children would have difficulties, and they didn't even daven for us. Rather, Yomer Hashem, we want you, Hashem, to decide what our punishment should be, because you are merciful. And Hashem will answer the last part of the pasuk, since you depend on me, I will be merciful. And even if your averes are like red, I will make them white like snow. Then the Gemara tells another story, where Hashem goes to the others to discuss the averes of Bnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan had asked, "My dechsev, what does the following pasuk mean? Ki ata avinu ki Avram lo yedanu v'Yisrael lekirenu ata Hashem avinu ga'alno me'oil m'shemecha. You are our father because Avram and Yaakov don't recognize us. You are our father and redeemer." The Gemara explains, "Lo asid lava yemelak adish baruch hu l'Avram b'necha chateli. In the future, Hashem will say to Avram, your children have sinned." Avram will answer, "Yimocha kedishemecha. They deserve to be punished, and that will sanctify your name." Not satisfied with the answer, Hashem will say, "Let me go to Yaakov. Tehavali tsar gidl banim efshad boi rachim elayu. He experienced the pain of raising children. Perhaps he will daven for them." However, Yaakov will give the same answer, and Hashem says, "Loi besavi taimim v'loi bedardik eitzah. There is no reason among the elders and no counsel among the young," referring to Avram and Yaakov. However, Yitzchak will argue on their behalf. When Hashem says, "Benecha chatuli," Yitzchak will say, "Banai v'loi benecha? Are they my children and not your children?" And he continues to argue. After all, a person's life is 70 years. Subtract the first 20 years for which the Bezdin Shalmala, the heavenly court, does not punish, which leaves us with 50 years. Subtract half of that for the nights when people sleep and do not sin, which leaves us with 25 years. Subtract half of that, Ditzluyei Umeichel Udebeis Akise, for time spent davening, eating, and other personal needs, which leaves us with 12 and a half years. Now, there are three options. Either you, Hashem, shoulder all of it, or we split it, half on you, Hashem, and half on me, or I shoulder it all. After all, Hakrivas Nafshi Kamach, I have sacrificed myself before you. Upon which Bnei Yisrael will say to Yitzchak, Ki Ata Avinu, you are our father, for defending us. Yitzchak will say, do not praise me, praise Hashem. Bnei Yisrael will then say the conclusion of the pasuk, Ata Hashem Avinu Ga'alayinu Ma'ayil M'shemecha, you, Hashem, are our father and redeemer. The next Mishnah discusses the minimum amounts required of different items to be chayav for carrying them on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi eitzim kidei levash l'beyah kala. To be chayav, one must carry the amount of wood needed to make a fire that can cook an egg of a chicken, which is most easily cooked. Tavlin, kidei l'tavl beyah kala. For spices, it's the amount needed to season an egg of chicken. Umitztarfen zemze, various spices combined to make up the minimum amount to be chayav. Regarding ingredients of dye, the shear is enough to dye the small cloth that was sewn on top of women's hats. Regarding cleaning agents, the shear is to wash this small piece of cloth. However, Behuda says, you only need an amount that can remove a blood stain from clothing. The Gemara begins by asking, we've already learned the minimum amount for wood above on Daf Peyamid Beis regarding a broken quill, which is basically just a piece of wood. The Gemara answers, Mahu detay mahasim hu delay chazi lemidi. I would have thought that this amount applies only to broken quills, because they have no other use than burning. But wood has other uses, such as teeth on the key, which is a very tiny amount of wood. I might have thought that even this tiny amount is enough to be chayav for carrying wood. Kamash malon, therefore the Mishnah teaches that even for wood, the minimum is the amount needed to cook a chicken egg. We continue with one more halacha of the Mishnah regarding tavlin. Umitztarfen zemze. Various spices combined to make up the minimum amount to be chayav. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Arla, which similarly rules. Umitztarfen zemze, various forbidden spices combined to forbid the food that was seasoned with them. However, Chizkiah says they combine only in the case of chazu lemetek esagdera, where the spices all add seasoning to the food. The Gemara says the same qualification applies here. Only spices that would work together to season a certain dish can be combined for the minimum shear.